Mookie, you all set for Halloween?
Not well, candy-wise, yeah. Costume, no, I don't want to scare the kids. You know, myself is scary enough when they show up to the door, right?
No, it's not.
What are you dressed as?
Oh, I don't care.
Well, you know radio, right? Hey, yeah. You don't look how you sound, or you got a face for radio. So let's just go with that. I'm a radio guy at the front
door.
Wait,
nobody says that to me.
What? Oh my God, you're so beautiful. Are you dressed as a princess? No,
yes,
it's just
every
me, man.
Day.
No makeup, nothing. Yeah. I know. Whatever.
Okay. So Halloween is coming. And we're going to be talking about that, but we have 4 minutes on the timer because we have to talk about the scary week that you had, Mookie.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to gloss over my wife's story about being in eMERGE for 8 hours and the state of healthcare and all the crazies that are in the emergency department. Oh my God. Like people screaming they're dying. Like this one guy I saw had his arm completely dipped, perfectly dipped in tar from like his roofing job he did. Like, you just want to follow up on these little stories along the way. You know what I mean? Like, and there's a lot of people that try to take their own life this week. So peace officers had them in a wheelchair and they're like, you're going to get checked on. And the guy's like, I'm not going in. And the doctor's like, you are not medically well. And then some lady at the end of the hall, she's like, oh my God, I'm dying. I'm really dying. Like, it's surreal. And my wife's in there with, I'm not going to like discredit it, but she had back pain. She couldn't move, right? She was disabled with it. So we're there for 8 hours. Anyway, eventually they're like, hey, do some physio. Here's some really strong medication. You're going to be high as a kite for a couple of days. Probably going to call for pizza and not remember, all that kind of stuff. But then I'm like, okay, that's cool. Next day I get ready for work and I look at the ground and I just bought a poppy for all of us the day before. And I see the flower part of the poppy, but I don't see the pin part. And then I see a happily chewing 5-month-old golden retriever who is kind of my soulmate. Like Charlie was my soulmate. She passed away last year of cancer. Just got this guy from the same breeder, same temperament. Only difference, he's got a wiener, right? Like they're almost the same dog. And I'm like, oh my God. So I said to my wife who was sleeping, it's 4:30 in the morning, I think Barkley just ate the pin from my poppy. And she's like, okay, just look for it before we go to the vet. And I look around and there is no pin. So I trust my instincts. I'm like, oh my God, the guy's probably swallowed the pin. Anyway, we go to the hospital. Long story short, like we race there. I'm going like Mach 8, whatever that is. I'm going like 150. There is no red lights. And it was the one day this year that it snowed on Calgary Street. So it's icy. It's snowy. People are driving 40. And we get there. And within 10 minutes, the vet's like, got some bad news for you. Not only did he swallow the pin, but he chewed the pin. So he bent it and it's now bent in his stomach. And it went down his like windpipe that way. Can you imagine if it went sideways and got stuck and scraped the shit out of everything on the inside?
Oh my gosh, poor guy.
Yeah, and it's different when it's your dog because you can't talk to them, you can't text them, you can't sit beside them. They just take them away and send you like pictures of what's going on. So like, we're gonna have to call in a specialist. So he wakes up a specialist at 5 a.m. She's now got to scrub up, bring her team into work for, remember that giant candy game where it had the claw? And you try and navigate it around and get like the stuffed animal and then pull it out of there and it hopefully drops in the chute. So that's what they're doing. It's called a scope. If they can't get it with a scope, then they have to do surgery. But they're first going to try a scope on my dog. And they have like a little claw on the end. They have a magnet or they have a tiny lasso, depending on what they need at the time. So I don't know what they use. But anyway, they got it out with a scope. 8 hours later, he comes running out of eMERGE and things are okay. Do you want to take a guess at what the bill was? And this is irrelevant.
Oh, man.
I don't want to make it sound like it's about the money because it's not. We have pet insurance because our last dog, Charlie, we didn't. And she had 12 rounds of chemo and it was maybe $100,000, but I don't care. I would go in debt for the rest of my life. It's your dog, right?
Yeah.
So for that little ordeal, guess how much that cost?
Oh, boy. I want to say, it's got to be at least $3,000. That's a lot of work. X-rays, the surgery,
blood work. They inflate the esophagus so that this little claw can get down the windpipe and not knock on the sides on the way back up and drop the pin back in the stomach again. Because if it gets past the stomach and into the sphincter and now it's a sharp object, guess what? Things aren't good. And then it's going to go through like the miles of intestines back and forth like switchbacks. And we're off topic. So I'm going to say
$4,000. $4,000. Good timing, too, because now you've done your 4 minutes.
Right. And
Wow.
I'd like to see the breakdown. Like, how much did we pay the doctor to be woken out of bed, you know, to take the quickest Uber in town to get to the vet office, all that kind of stuff.
Wow.
But yeah. And would you have wanted the pin back at the end of that or no?
No. No, thank you. They did not offer it to you.
No, but I wish they did because my son choked on like a Kinder Surprise toy when he was a kid. I have that in my collection.
Wow.
I have like the steel plate that was in Charlie's leg before it was amputated in my collection. Like I have weird things that are extracted from my loved ones' bodies in a vault in the house. So I kind of want the pin, but I think it's gone now.
Wow.
Crazy,
Wow.
hey?
Interesting collection. A nice way to end
I have no
that
fecal matter. Just like baby's first poo. No, I don't have
Well, it would be solid by now, right?
And when
Okay.
my son peed in my eye changing his diaper, I don't have that either. It went right into the eyeball. So,
One little jar.
yeah. Sorry, it went over time. I apologize.
It's okay. All right. So a couple of weeks ago, I don't know if it's still visible, that comet that everybody's been talking about. Did you
Wait,
see it
4 minutes
happen
on the
this week?
comet starting right now.
It started.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's
Just when I thought I was in charge, I'm never in charge. Trying to make
So
it sound official.
I was thinking, oh, I want to go see where this is, but where's a good place to go? And I am scared of the dark, so I'm not going to go by myself. And I couldn't get anybody to come with me. So I saw a friend of mine, his name's Jeff, and he's always out taking pictures of all things in the sky.
Hey,
And he
let me
said
freeze
that
that for a second. You're afraid of the dark, and the best way to see this thing is in the complete dark.
yeah.
Maybe you're not a comet girl. Okay, anyway, Jeff.
So I saw that he was going, and I said, oh, can I come? And he said, sure. The thing is, I mean, his whole family goes, and I know them, so it's okay. I don't really know the kids as well as I know the parents, but so here I am. Good thing it was like a seven-seater car. They're in the front. I'm in the middle row by myself, and the two boys are in the back. I felt like a kid going on an excursion with somebody else's family.
That's fun though. Do they
Yeah.
pack you snacks or no?
I think the kids had some snacks.
Give me that licorice, Johnny.
So the kids, their names are Zach and Mason. Pretty cool. So we get out there, we find this logging road that I think it's a logging road. Obviously, it was cleared out all down the road, and it was quite bumpy, and it took a bit to find a spot to park. It was really clear, and you could see the comet a bit with the naked eye, but once it started getting really dark, you could see it when your phone's on night mode. It's so cool.
That's wild.
And then with the exposure of your camera, so this is what Jeff did. He told Zach, he said, okay, when I count to 30, I want you to run in the picture and stand still. So he did. And the kid ran in mid-exposure and he looked like a ghost in the picture. It was really kind of neat.
Oh,
But
wow.
then,
When I count to 30, that's the highest countdown ever.
So it was like a minute, this exposure. So it was pretty
How to
cool.
make your kid sit still for a while and get a picture at the same time. This guy
All
is
right.
brilliant. This guy's brilliant. Yeah.
So we got lots of pics of the comet, and then all of a sudden there's something else in sight, and it was like, what is it's Starlink. And I mean, it's not, a big exciting thing to see, but I'd never seen it before, and what a time for it to show up in view with the comet. So we got some cool pictures of that as well. It was really neat.
So you're a
So that
science
was
nerd
a
kind
nice
of person then?
excursion. What's that?
You're like a space nerd girl?
I like that kind of stuff. I really do. And it's really hard to get anybody to go outside with you, especially when you're scared of the dark.
Yeah,
Or
the only one I've
bad.
ever done like that was like we hosted something in the backyard, something similar, and had
Yeah.
all the neighbors over and we drank lots of wine. So by the time the alleged comet was to pass, we were a bit overserved and warbly and looking in the sky and saw comets everywhere. You know what I mean?
Oh,
Oh my
yeah.
God. Really, it was just our blurred vision. It wasn't a comet.
Everybody saw the comet, right?
Yeah, hey, look at that. Except for the kids. The true
But
sermon,
then
all this.
on the drive home, I asked Zach, who loves rock music, I said, what instrument would you play if you could play an instrument? And he said, well, considering who I'm named after, he's named after Zach Wild. You know who that is? He's played with Ozzy Osbourne, Black Label Society, Pantera. And he didn't have a chance to finish his sentence when from the back seat, came this. Well, at least you're not named after a jar. Zach and Mason, thank you so much for showing me such a good time. Such funny kids.
I love it. I love it. What a great story.
And that's our 4 minutes on that topic. Okay, so Halloween coming up. I know that you always give out like full-size chocolate bars. I've seen you do it on Facebook many years past. So tell us more about how your Halloween is going to go. And you can start now with your 4 minutes.
Well, as a kid, I mean, I always loved getting either full-size chocolate bars or a can of pop. So I thought, let me channel my inner kid as an adult, giving away candy. And for, I don't know, 10, 15 years, wow, we've always done this. And the one rule is parents can't come close to the door because some of them wouldn't allow their kid to have a full can of pop. I do remember as a kid though, in my pillowcase, how heavy it felt to have a can or two of pop kicking around. So usually they just kind of chug it at my front door. And most of the time, if I say, do you want a full size chocolate bar, like a caramel or Snickers, whatever, or a can of Coke, 80% of the kids want a can of Coke over the full size chocolate bar.
Really?
Yeah. It's a treat to them. So I put it in the freezer, put it on ice all day long. And then when they come, it's nice and cold and they can have it. But you know, I feel really cheap because Laura, there's a house in Calgary that for the past 10 plus years has been giving away. Well, they're viral on social media. They have not only 2 liter bottles of pop, but they have family sized bags of chips, and they were going to shut it down this year because they get like 1500 plus kids every year for Halloween. And it's so sophisticated. They're on the balcony upstairs and they have chutes going down to the kids, and there's electronics down below where not only do they wait for their pop or their chips or whatever, they can select with a button what flavor of pop they want. Like, do you want orange, Dr. Pepper? Do you want Coke? Do you want root beer? Or they can select what flavor of family size chips that they want. And yeah, they're going viral. Like, they solicit for volunteers. They have like dozens of volunteers every single year. And half the people just go for the spectacle of it all. Because if you're a kid, you're waiting a long time for it, but it's worth it, man. When that's your payoff, is a family size, you know, bag of chips or a 2 liter bottle of pop.
Well, if you've got siblings too, okay, you get the pop.
Right, and they're now sponsored, like Circle K and Old Dutch and a whole bunch of others said, look, we need you to keep going. This is amazing. This is the thing. They have so much pop. They had so much pop on the second floor of their house. Their floor physically couldn't handle the weight of it, so they had to move it down to the main floor and into the garage. Yeah, it's a crazy story. Yeah, A&W sponsored it too. A whole bunch of people have sponsored it. And, you know, they get some haters online. This is not a day about haters. Just Marvel people. These guys are awesome. Shane and Stacey.
Yeah, that's
Shane and
Stacey
Walton in the south of Calgary. We love you, man. Auburn Bay, Calgary. Go for it.
That is amazing. See, I just give away a couple of candies and maybe a little bit of chips. I actually am not as big a fan as Halloween anymore. I don't know what it is. I just can't get into it. We have all kinds of great mm-hmm. decorations and stuff. Never really put anything out anymore. Maybe this is the year. We still have it all, so it takes nothing
to
put it out.
Well, people love right? Halloween because that 30-foot skeleton sells out at Home Depot every year. So,
yeah. And then like a 15-foot dog to go with it. So we went a couple of years ago out to, it's called Pumpkin Fest out at Gammondale Farm. And this year was the last year for it. But in the years past, they used to have this trail you could follow and people jump out and scare you. It was quite frightening if you're like me and are scared of the dark.
Yeah, there's a haunted house in Prudhomme's Landing back in Niagara Falls in the day. And they had like a chicken wall. So if you were too scared and you yelled chicken, and they would take you out a safe door, you know, and they would do nasty things. Like if you and I went together, they would grab one of us and put us in a dark room and not know where the other person is.
Nope.
And they had like, as you leave, there's like chainsaw sound effects and they have it on the back of your leg, but it's just like a Fisher Price chainsaw. It was the greatest haunted house
absolutely.
In the world.
Yeah. And we would go with the whole family. Everybody would go. So we start going through this maze. This guy jumps out with a chainsaw, not a real one. They don't touch you, but it still scares you, right?
You're like, are you part of the skit? Please tell me you're part of the skit.
My son-in-law says, did you fart?
And I did. I don't know. You're safe around family.
It's like, couldn't you just let it go?
Your fart sounds like a chainsaw. I want to hear it one day.
It probably did. No, it wasn't that. It scared me so much. I screamed so loud that that
It sounds
happened.
More like diarrhea
it
when you're scared,
really
I think, too, right?
No.
Hey, man, we had a pumpkin drop off for the neighborhood this year. We get yellow pumpkins. I don't get it. Like, I've never seen them before. We can talk about that some other day. But, yeah, yellow pumpkins. It's not like they're ripening. That's their final color. So, yeah.
I've never seen that before, no. So that's our 4 minutes. We've gone over just a little bit. You heard in the background, but we were too busy talking about farting, being scared and farting. Don't tell me it's never happened.
No, I
want to
know. Like, well, let's do shit your pants stories next week or something. No, the sharding. I was on the cruise. I'll tell you a preview. Never mind. Okay, so you have something you want to ask me?
Yeah, I want to ask you something. I found this out this week. I wasn't sure if everybody knew this. Pierce Brosnan, the actor, mm-hmm. right? There's a movie he's on that I saw recently. And I just wanted to know, where's Pierce Brosnan from? Do you know?
No Googling. I'm going to guess Britain.
Okay.
I'm going to say south of Wales just because it sounds fancy, but I'm probably wrong.
Pierce Brosnan? Is Irish.
Top of the morning to you.
Right?
Let me knock you up in the morning.
You
know it's British.
And he's an Irish guy in the movie, right? It's all about the IRA and all that stuff. So, yeah, I didn't know. Didn't think a lot of other people knew either.
It's on, it's so Ireland's on the bucket list. It got canceled due to COVID, but I do want to go one day and just, like, annihilate my liver, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. We'll go with you. It'll be so much fun. We'll go hang out with our friend Neil and Rachel.
I went to Mountain Equipment Co-op one time, and there's a lady there, and she was going to Ireland, but she was doing it differently than we would do it. She was going on a walking tour. So every day they went either 10 to 20 kilometers, somewhere in that range, and they ended up at a pub.
Yeah.
And they just drank their face off, checked into an Airbnb or whatever else, and then the next day walked again. Next day walked again. So they burned off their booze before they even drank. Isn't that brilliant?
It's kind of like Disney. You do the things, and then at the end, there's a gift shop, except in this case,
yeah, it's like Disney. Pub. You have all the churros and all the sweet treats, and then you're too fat to ride the rides.
Okay, so now you started it. Next week, we're talking about shitting
your
pants.
Yeah, do you have a story?
I have a story. I do, and you have a story,
give me a quick
too.
Tease. We'll just leave it on your tease of you shitting your pants.
It had to do with edibles.
So you didn't even know you were shitting your pants. The bum is numb.
I guess
bum is numb.
Wait and find out.
All right,
talk to you next
Sounds
time.
Good.